The president's unexpected last-minute demand for an opt-out and the delays surrounding the Lisbon Treaty's ratification in the Czech Republic have not gone down at all well in Brussels, where many still see the Czech Republic as a troublemaker. Will today's verdict and the fact that the president signed the treaty just hours after the ruling came through, will it help to mend the Czech Republic's image? A question for Jan Machacek, commentator for the weekly Respekt.
I think it is very good news, obviously, and it puts those people who oppose the Lisbon Treaty on constitutional grounds into an isolation, and it sends a clear signal that Czech state and Czech society, with very few exceptions, is supporting this treaty. So it's an important signal to the world, definitely.
Some describe the opt-out granted by the European Union to the Czech Republic as a victory for Mr. Klaus, while others see it as a victory for the EU, in that it has shown itself to be fast and flexible in meeting the Czech president's last-minute demand. How do you see it?
Well, I don't see it as a victory of President Klaus, but I also don't see it as a clear victory for the Czech society, and I will explain it. If President Klaus signs the treaty now, it is clear that for Czechs, the Lisbon Treaty is approved, including the Charter of Fundamental Rights, because that's the way Czech Parliament approved the treaty, including the Charter of Fundamental Rights. So before the treaty with possibly Croatia and Iceland about accession to the European Union is signed, and it can be a matter of years, some people expect even 3 years, we will be following the Lisbon Treaty as it was approved by the Parliament. And it's going to be a matter of dispute, but to me it seems clear that if Czechs want this opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights, they will have to vote again according to the constitutional prescriptions, because it's going to be a change of the constitution. So with a constitutional majority to exclude the Charter of Fundamental Rights from the treaty, because we are not living in the presidential dictatorship or in the presidential system, so president cannot exclude parliament from this decision. So, president asked the government to negotiate the exception from the treaty or an opt-out from the Charter of Fundamental Rights, but there is no way that president could decide these things without an approval of parliament.
The Czech Republic's reputation within the European Union has taken severe beating in the last month. Do you think that the speedy ratification of the Lisbon Treaty could make up for it?
No, I don't think so. I think that the position of Czech Republic has been really severely damaged. It has torpedoed the achievements and goals of Swedish presidency. It has torpedoed the goal of European Union, for instance, in October, to have a foreign minister and president of the EU, this sort of new positions prescribed by the Lisbon Treaty, to be taken. European Union leaders had to, and leaders of national states, which are part of the European Union, wasted a lot of time instead of dealing with the consequences of the financial crisis and new challenges of the global world after the financial crisis. Everyone had to get involved with some very unreadable and strange position of this country. And we can also see that the Czech Republic is also not even able to define its national or state interest. It doesn't have still a clear candidate for the position of European Commissioner. It doesn't know which portfolio it's a preference of the country. So I think its position is very damaged, has been very damaged recently.
Political analyst Jan Machacek speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Richter. Now moving